Ellendale Water District, adoption of final boundary.
Good morning. I'm here today to request your consideration for a resolution for the boundary of the proposed Ellendale Water District. It's a community-driven effort to establish a water district for the Ellendale area. We have met with several stakeholders in the community, including the town council, representatives from the fire company, and other community leaders. The engineering department has received the required number of petitions to proceed the process of establishing a water district. And the county administrator and the engineering department held a public meeting at the Ellendale Fire Hall on August 16th, 2017. Following the meeting, the engineering department did receive two requests to opt out of our proposed boundary, and our map was adjusted to represent these exclusions. If approved, the county will contract with Artesian Water Company to supply the water to the customers, and they will provide meter readings to the county, and the county will bill those individual residents. Artesian will perform all maintenance on the fire hydrants, valves, water mains, and all general operations and maintenance. And the estimated average household cost will be $400 per year on average, based on 150 gallons per day per customer.
Okay.
Any questions?
Question to council.
Is this going to be metered?
It will be metered.
They will all be, okay.
Any more questions?
And each one's going to pay.
Each individual will pay, yes.
Each individual will pay.
Yes.
Did you find good water at Ingram Village?
Did I find good water in Ingram Village? Apparently Artesian found good water somewhere around Ingram Village.
That's what I was wondering. If you got good water out of which, then we could pipe right over there. Is that right?
I think that is the plan.
You have a motion, sir?
I have a resolution. Whereas petitions were received from more than 50 legal voters of the proposed Ellendale Water District requesting Sussex County to submit the question of organizing a water district to a vote of electors residing in the area, the description and map of the proposed boundaries is attached as Exhibit B. And whereas a public meeting was held on August 16, 2017, representing preliminary costs and describing the proposed boundary for the proposed Ellendale Water District, and based on requests from residents, the boundary was adjusted that is shown in Exhibit A, and therefore be it resolved by the Sussex County Council that the establishment of a water district is, I'm reading you the wrong one. Yep, that's a district. Deemed to be the public interest and more conducive to the preservation of the public health. The area shown as Exhibit A is hereby established as the proposed Ellendale Water District and is more fully described as follows.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole. Questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Absolutely yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Mr. Truxton wants me to vote yes, so I'll vote yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carries.
Mr. Truxton has been trying to get everybody to vote yes for years.
For many, many years, yes.
Based on that decision, the resolution for the boundary today, the engineering department will proceed with the public hearing on October 7th at 10 a.m. at the Ellendale Fire Hall. And the referendum is scheduled for November 4th at two locations, the Ellendale Fire Hall and the Philadelphia Pentecostal Holiness Church on Old State Boulevard.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Metalars. First thing, general labor and equipment contract change order number 7.
Good morning, Mr. President and Council. The first one before you today is, the last time we dealt with this was a few weeks ago for the extension to for the interconnection with the Lewis Board of Public Works on Gills Neck Road, which deals with the Wolf Neck facility. There is a similar piece in here for the interconnection with the Stonewater Creek Artesian facility based on our bulk water service agreement, a bulk wastewater service agreement with the Artesian Water Company. However, the majority of the work associated with that particular change order is with the budgeted work approved by council at the airport. We're dealing with pavement restoration, we're dealing with related stormwater improvements, and we are dealing with electrical work. These are all different work items, and you may recall, and I didn't mention it in the memo, that we have approved in the budget you have approved in the budget, $725,000 worth of work related to these various activities. However, at this point, we're only asking for $600,000 to be included in this change order because we like to evaluate the work, and when we come back, which we will ask for supplemental funds to complete either the paving or the electrical work, depending on how the workflow goes.
You have a motion?
Yes. Moving right to the motion. Okay.
Are you rushing?
No, sir. We have faith in him.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 7 for contract 17-01 FY18 general labor and equipment contract be approved, increasing the contract amount by $771,000 for a new total of $6,740,669.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, sir. Mr. Cole. Questions? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next one up is the Route 54 expansion of the formerly known Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, now part of the Unified District.
I'm just going to read it.
We've had some, you had approved a small extension of this particular area. We had some minor design changes associated with it, really minor. The majority of the work, which Hazen and Sawyer conducted for us, and you may recall Hazen and Sawyer was one of the on-call engineering consultants. You had approved two amendments to their contract, $192,000 and change. But they also worked based on environmental services request on the pump station number 264, which is impacted by the changes to the force main associated with this particular construction work. So they delivered the deliverables to the environmental services. We reviewed them. At this point, we believe the engineering piece for the design of the extension is complete, including that analysis. So now we have to amend the contract to include the extra $16,000 and $16,191 in Hazen's contract. That is the scope amendment we're dealing with here today.
Okay, motion.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department at Exhibit A3, amendment for additional design and construction phase services for the Route 54 sewer expansion of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District in the amount of $16,191 be approved.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Actually, I did have one question. Very quickly.
Mr. Arlett.
I apologize. Has this already started the construction?
No, we have issued a notice to proceed. Contractor is poised to construct. We start construction. We are waiting for the concurrence from the funding agency, which I just received an email yesterday, we are about to receive.
So when do we think we'll start?
In the next couple of weeks.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
IBS, motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. Last not least, I'm very pleased to say that our farming operations in Wolf Neck are going really well. So thanks to the dedicated staff, we have a really good crop. And you know, this was driven because the state owns the land we spray irrigate our effluent on. You know, we're in negotiations with the state for a long-term lease. That's the administrator and I and our council. And the farmer was previously a tenant of the state. The state, upon our request, terminated the farming lease. We assumed the farming operations, and we are very happy that the lost rig spray days, where we lose a spray rig due to farming interaction, has been greatly reduced to less than 20% of the previous loss. This year, we've only lost 17 spray days.
Wow.
So that's a significant drop from last year. So having said this, that allows us to manage our effluent better and still have a better crop because we only stop spraying when we need to stop spraying. So, but we do need chemicals and seeds, really seeds and chemicals. And we have advertised it. It was over the threshold for advertisement. We received three bids. They were reviewed by our administrator. I'm just saying. Our administrator in his former life was very active in the farming, and he assists in many ways when it comes to analyzing these particular pieces.
Former life.
Former
he used life. To take sheep up to the state fair and put them into those championship in type things. He had a championship lamb, I think, yes. At one time. Or was it
Councilman
pig?
Cole,
it
I apologize.
I'm sorry, I think it was a piglet.
I opened that door, I shouldn't have. But what it comes down to is we did receive three prizes, and two of them, luckily not the low bid, were technically responsive, and I want to say why. The people, the farming community and the community working with them, i.e., for example, the seed people, they're very familiar to do certain things certain way. We asked them to fill out the form a certain way. They amended it. In the end, the numbers are correct, but you really can't amend bid schedules. Your council will tell you technically they're not valid bids. However, I wanted to put them here so you can see them, because the numbers are still good, so you can see that our Gromark number of 81,000 is a very good number, and I think you should feel comfortable awarding the bid to Gromark.
You have a motion?
And you have allowed for rainy days, correct?
Pardon me?
And he has allowed for rainy days.
We have allowed for rainy days, but when we do spray, we have to, again, that means we lose rig days because we can't spray when they're flying the chemicals.
Right.
Or when we are applying the chemicals. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 1806 delivery of seed and chemical be awarded to Gromark FS LLC of Milford, Delaware, at the Schedule A bid amount of $81,766.46.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Patty Niptula.
Must be a high price C here.
Delaware Center for the Inland Bays lease extension is the first thing on the agenda.
Uh-oh.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great.
Are you done yet?
Yeah. Okay. See ya.
Good job.
I have three items, but the first two today are in regards to the county property known as the James Farm Ecological Preserve. The slide on the screen shows the layout for the property. Chris Basin is the executive director for the Delaware Center for the Inland Bays. Is also here to speak with you today. He'll be coming up shortly. But first, I'd like to briefly discuss both agenda items, and then I'm going to have Chris speak, and then open it up for any questions.